In CI News this week, Liam MacArthur tells MSPs that the cost of his assisted suicide proposals will be covered by reduced expenditure on end-of-life care. The chairman of the College of Policing warns that dealing with non-crime hate incidents is distracting police from tackling real crimes. And Sakir Starmer expresses his appreciation for the ordinary work of churches. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 20th of December. I'm Angus Saul. Liam MacArthur MSP has told Holyrood's Finance Committee that potential savings in the provision of palliative care would render his bill cost neutral. The architect of Scotland's assisted suicide bill made the shocking statement while outlining costings in a financial memorandum to accompany his proposals.
The memorandum also acknowledges that the legislation is likely to result in savings as well as costs, and that, broadly speaking, is anticipated to be cost neutral. This is because there's a cost associated with the processes involved in a person being assessed and potentially provided with assistance to end their own life, such as clinical and associated administration costs, and a commensurate cost saving due to a person no longer receiving care for however long they may have lived.
Canada introduced assisted suicide and euthanasia less than a decade ago, but latest figures there reveal that around 4.7% of all deaths in 2023 were attributed to its Medical Assistance in Dying programme, an increase of more than 15% on the previous year. The chairman of the Royal College of Policing has warned that logging non-crime hate incidents is a waste of police time and becoming a distraction from real police work. Lord Herbert of South Downs told the Times Crime and Justice Commission that there should be a wholesale review of non-crime hate incidents to consider whether they should be scrapped. According to Freedom of Information responses, British police forces recorded 13,200 non-crime hate incidents in the year to June 2024, amounting to around 60,000 hours of police work. Speaking to TWR UK, Institute Deputy Director Simon Calvert backed Lord Herbert.
The fact that you've now got more and more police figures coming out and saying, you know, we need to just review this whole thing. My own view is that it is, as the head of the College of Policing has said, a serious distraction from policing. Because if you do look at these reports and you allocate policing resources on the basis of them, you're allocating it on the basis of untested, unverified information. And you could be sending police to somewhere where there is no problem, pulling them away from somewhere where there is a real problem. And that, I think, is what really concerns people about this.
In women's sport, the Lawn Tennis Association and the Ladies Professional Golf Association have both announced a ban on men participating in women's competitions. The LTA stated that men's biological advantage in strength, power, and endurance could make competition potentially unfair. Ladies PGA Commissioner Molly Marcoux-Saman commented that the change of rules prioritises the competitive integrity of women's professional tournaments. Speaking from her experience, top tennis coach Judy Murray recently weighed in on the debate. When children reach puberty, the boys begin to pull away from the girls hugely because they obviously become bigger, stronger and faster. Usually boys are more competitive too, and more robust than girls in general. And finally, Sir Keir Starmer has expressed gratitude for the work of churches. At a Downing Street reception to mark Advent, the Prime Minister remarked how he was struck that the joy of Christmas Day is preceded by a darker season of waiting and hoping. It reminds me that the church is not only there in moments of celebration, but for many in times of darkness and difficulty as well. Acknowledging how powerful Christian faith can be and its potential to be an agent of transformation, he thanked Christians for all that you have done, all that you are doing in this season, and all that you will do in the years to come. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to follow us across our social media channels. Join us on the 27th as we take a look back at 2024. But for now, on behalf of everyone at the CI, I'd like to wish you a happy Christmas.